This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back. Hopefully you are too. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time that you're on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And again, you know, earlier today, somebody had made a comment and said to me, hey, you should actually put up some of your old shows, like the video. What are you laughing over there for? That would be funny, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Me with the glasses on trying to read the paper. Paper's going all over the place. We've come a long way. We now use computers. 855-REAL-JOE, 855. Would love to hear what you have to say. How are you celebrating tomorrow? Seriously, tomorrow is not, you know, I say this every year. And by the time I get you tomorrow, you'll be drunk. Probably full. It is not barbecue day. It is not just barbecue day. It's not barbecue and beach day. It's not barbecue, beach, and get bombed day, you know, booze day, whatever. I mean, really, you gotta talk to some of your kids. Please make sure that your kids understand and know what tomorrow's about, what Independence Day is about, what really happened, what our founding fathers, you know, they hear about the founding fathers. You know what they're hearing today about the founding fathers? All they hear about is the old white guys who owned slaves who were terrible, nasty men. That's it. And you need to look at them and go, and you know what? Those men were so nasty, they were so terrible, they were so bad that it's probably one of the only countries where you can come out against the government and not be dragged out in the alley and be shot in the head. That's how nasty they were. You know, you really got to study to understand, to know why this, what some people still call an experiment, you find out why if you do a little studying, why this was so good. Why this republic, representative republic, is so good. And why it makes so much sense, and why we have so much power. Do you remember that the power that was never meant to go from the president down? The power was always meant to go from the people up. That's why you have elections, real elections. We are to elect peoples. We are to elect people that will govern the way we want them to govern. Representative government. And for my Christian friends, if you don't know what that means, there's something wrong with you. If you don't understand what that means, is you should be looking for real, not people who say they are, but real godly men and women to govern. Right? We'll talk about that more later. IG Report says that Bill Clinton, or who I lovingly refer to as Billy Bob, told just a barefaced lie about the tarmac meeting. They knew exactly what they were doing. And we, you know, and on the right, we talked about this. We said you don't have a chance meeting. That just doesn't happen like that. You know, and a tarmac meeting with then Attorney General Loretta Lynch was an innocent affair during which they spoke about their grandchildren. Right? I think the conversation was more like, I would like to be around to see your grandchildren, okay, for a long time. Maybe see them get married. Yeah, it would go well for you if this investigation would go away. So the Justice Inspector General Michael Horowitz reported the FBI Hillary Clinton email investigation was a little tainted. Now, the revelation is buried on page 203 of the Inspector General's report. It suggests that the controversial June 2016 tarmac meeting between Lynch and Billy Bob was not spontaneous or innocent, but actually coordinated and very illegal. Don't you love it? The Inspector General's revelation blows a hole in the narrative that Lynch and Bill Clinton have carefully maintained for 2 years. That Lynch claimed that the social meeting was spontaneous and the two discussed grandchildren. However, according to the report, she was deeply uncomfortable with the meeting and understood the serious consequences if the public ever found out. The meeting was extremely controversial at the time because it came just days before James Comey announced that the FBI would not recommend criminal charges. Yeah, if you recall, and again, I'm no genius. This is just sitting back and look at this thing from a common sense perspective. They interviewed her, supposedly, on Saturday morning. They spent 3 hours there. I don't know if that was for show or what. And then Tuesday morning, so one more thing about that. Tuesday morning, Comey comes out and for all intents and purposes exonerates her. Said, you know, there's the stuff here, but there really isn't stuff here. You know, I'm just giving you the generalization here, right? There's nothing we can really go after. There's no intent, blah, 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 blah. And I'd like to stay alive long enough to see my grandchildren, so I'm just going to go down this road. And that's Tuesday morning. So they took 3 hours of testimony. They sifted through the 3 hours of testimony, what, on Sunday and Monday? The man had to write the letter. Got to give him part of Monday if he's going to come out Tuesday morning and read the letter. Most people don't work on Sundays unless it's like a major problem. You know? I mean, I go through a list of how this investigation was so one-sided. Anyway, so you look at this. And, you know, he announces on Tuesday that they're not going to prosecute. Now, the DOJ report says the Department of Public Affairs supervisor traveling Lynch told the internal DOJ investigator that Clinton's Secret Service detail contacted Lynch's security detail ahead of time about the meeting. Wow. Surprise. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Look at it. I want to go through this. You need to hear what the IG had to say. Not that it'll change anything. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you it's short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com. Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
I'll get it right. Give me about 6 to 7 years. We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being with us, and I do appreciate the time. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. There's a lot you can do to just get informed, get engaged. Seriously. You know, wade through the garbage. I only post stuff that, you know, I believe to be true, that I agree with. If you're interested in writing for The Real Side, you can always send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Okay, we were talking about Billy Bob's chance meeting with then-Attorney General Loretta Lynch. And, you know, how he lied. Again, this is on, I guess they're not lying when they believe it to be truth. And they honestly believe almost everything that comes out of their mouth is truth. Really that simple. Report says that the Department of Justice public affairs supervisor who traveled with Lynch told the DOJ investigators that the whole thing had been worked out ahead of time, right? Secret Service had to clear it with Lynch's detail ahead of time. She has a security detail, too. Clinton's plane was parked next to Lynch's. Now, Clinton told investigators he only learned that a plane next to his was Lynch's after being briefed by his staff. He claimed that he then debated whether or not he should say hello and shake hands with the Attorney General. It comes so natural to him, though. Really, so I don't know if we can blame him because, you know, it just comes so natural. On page 203 of the IG's report, he says, the OPA supervisor said that he later learned that former President Clinton's Secret Service detail had contacted Lynch's FBI security detail and let them know that the former president wanted to meet with Lynch, although Lynch's staff was supposed to receive notice of such requests. Witnesses told us that they were not informed of the request from former President Clinton. So the staff said that President Clinton wanted to meet with Lynch and wanted to set up a meeting. Doesn't sound like chance to me. Just saying. In addition, Lynch revealed to the DOJ investigator that she was not social with the Clintons and had never met with either of them prior to the tarmac meeting. Both Clinton and Lynch denied discussing nefarious subjects, such as the DOJ's Clinton investigation, known as Mid-Year, or any other matters involved the Clintons' public life. They both maintained the conversation was lighthearted and personal. Well, it is lighthearted. You want to see your grandkids? You want to make sure you can continue to see your grandkids? Hey. The report goes on to detail that Lynch's staff, who were waiting outside the plane, outside in a van, they felt blindsided and shocked that Lynch would meet with the former president. Finally, it was Lynch's senior counselor who broke up the meeting when she realized it would become extremely problematic if the media learned that Lynch had just met with the husband of the subject in a major investigation. You know, it's funny, if they were talking about grandkids, they could have done that out on the tarmac. They could have done it standing in a walkway. They could have done it a million ways. And you know what? It doesn't matter. He shouldn't have been anywhere near. He should have waved at her. I mean, if he had walked over, shook her hand, maybe even gave her a hug, and then, you know, gave a wave and walked away, that's a nothing burger, right? When you go inside the plane and you hang out with her. Whole different story. Now, the senior counsel said that she could not recall what she heard when she entered the plane, but said that Lynch appeared uncomfortable and wanted the meeting to be over with. Now, according to the report, the meeting between Lynch and Clinton lasted about 20 minutes. Think of this. The top law enforcement official in the country, one of the most powerful people in the world, yes, Lynch, okay, felt uncomfortable with Clinton. What kind of power does he have? What kind of cooties does he have that make you feel uncomfortable being too close to him? Can you imagine? Ugh. Okay, some more crazy. This one, you know, stuff like this does make me nuts. And I know some of you can say, well, it makes them nuts because it has to do with the gay community. No, it has nothing to do with it. It has to do with you shoving it in my face and telling me I have to accept it, yet when I do it to you, no, I'm nasty, I'm mean, I'm terrible. Fort Lauderdale mayor favors an in-your-face confrontation when it comes to Trump officials. Now, you know that Pruitt was confronted at a restaurant, right? I'm telling you, we should do it to them. We should do what just went down, was at the Red Hen restaurant, where they had protested off and pretty much shut that place down. Good for them. Fort Lauderdale Mayor Dean Trantelis says that saying dire times require dramatic action believes the best way to respond to President Donald Trump's policies is through the in-your-face resistance, not polite civil discourse. You know what's really funny is that, you know, again, taking the high road, love Trump's hate, all a bunch of BS. You know that. You can tell. You know it. These days, right, being subtle doesn't work, he said. I'm sorry that people feel offended when they're out in the public and they're accosted. That's a consequence of who you are and what you represent. They need to be held accountable for the views they represent, whether they're at the restaurant table or the street corner or gathering or their supporters. Right? Well, you know, it works both ways there, Mr. Mayor. Right? I mean, you want to let people in from all over the place. You think that your community might be made up of people, illegal and legal, but only legals can vote for you. The only ones you're supposed to support are the tax-paying American citizens. Now, you can protect the other ones. Every human has a right to feel safe and be protected. But if they come here illegally, your job is to uphold the law. If you're not willing to uphold the Constitution, why do you swear to it? Is it just to get elected? Are you a liar? I mean, that's lying, isn't it? You say you'll uphold it, but then you don't? And you don't get your own private interpretation of it, Mr. Mayor, either. Anyway, Tarantula said, was speaking during a weekend interview at the Florida Democratic Party conference in Hollywood, Florida. The debate over which approach to use just rages because of the Trump administration policy. And you know, they're on the mantra of he's separating kids from parents. It's not true. Only 2,000 of them out of the 15,000. We don't know who the other adults are yet. See, what I would do is this. If you Hollywood types and you Dems, here's what you need to do. There needs to be an agreement brought up, okay? And the agreement is such. If these kids are released back into the arms of whoever, okay, and we find out that those people are sex traffickers, you get to do the same amount of time as the sex trafficker gets. How's that? Because you're aiding and abetting. So you get to go to jail as long as they do. I'm good with that. What do you think? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We've got a lot more coming up.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Speaking in West Virginia at the Salute to Service Dinner, President Trump talked about his search for a Supreme Court nominee, saying his choice will be as good as his last pick. Justice Neil Gorsuch.
These are very talented people, brilliant people, and I think you're going to really love it, like Justice Gorsuch. We hit a home run there, and we're going to hit a home run here.
He also gave a shout-out to immigration enforcers who've taken a lot of heat under his zero-tolerance border policies.
ICE goes in there, and they go in there, and sometimes they have to go in swinging. They don't mind. They're tough. And then I hear Democrats saying, we want to abandon ICE. We want to abandon. We're not abandoning ICE, and we're not abandoning our law enforcement. Just the opposite.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he said, my gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person. He looked at my legs, and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
This calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. Come on, how can you not like that? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just truly being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, therealside.com. We can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you know, and really, seriously, buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. If you buy it from the store, I'll sign it and send it. If you buy it from Amazon, you're on your own. Oh, I don't mind. I mean, whatever works. But it'll give you some, first of all, it helps out the show, right? Puts a few bucks in our pockets. But the reality is that it'll give you the information you need to speak to other people on the right, other people on the left. Because, again, please don't get stuck. If you're on the right, if you're a conservative, do not just spew the conservative line unless you know how to back it up. I was talking to somebody at lunch today, staunch conservative today at lunch. And some of the ideas that they, or some of the things that they were saying, were party mantra lines. In other words, they just saying them, really couldn't back them up, but just saying them, because that's what the party, you know, that's what the party says is true, so it must be true. You can't do that. Because then you sound like them. And you don't want to do that. All right. We're talking about the Miami mayor. Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Fort Lauderdale mayor, who is doubling up and saying, hey, and look, at I'm okay with this, and I'm going to tell you why in a second. Fort Lauderdale mayor that favors in-your-face confrontation of Trump officials. Right? Now, if we ever did this to Obama officials, man, are you serious? They would have been all over us like white on rice. But this will come back to haunt them, and I want them to do this. I want Maxine Waters to succeed in what she's telling people to do. I want this guy to succeed. I want those Dems pushing for in-store confrontations because I want people to see how ugly it is. I want people to see how ugly they really can be. They're willing to do anything at any cause to win. And I think it's amazing. They're like the little kids in the play box, and they're not getting their toys. So they're kicking up sand. They're screaming. They're yelling. Some of the Dems are saying when they take power again, they're going to up the Supreme Court to 11 from 9. And they'll just go ahead and they'll appoint two more liberal justices. Isn't that great? Come on, think about that. Two more liberal justices. And then one says it should be one for one. Now, this brain surgeon, I want you to think about this. Should be one for one. So every liberal justice, there should be a conservative justice. So it's fair and equal. No. First off, what do you? It's an odd number, you Maroney. How are you going to have a one-for-one trade-off? That's number one. Number two is it should have nothing to do with liberal conservatives. Should absolutely interpreting or reading or holding laws up to the Constitution should have absolutely nothing to do with liberal or conservative, Republican or Democrat, none of that. It should be the rule of law, the law as it was written. Not how your heart feels. If you don't like the law, if you feel the law is inhumane, then you elect a representative official that will go to D.C. and change the law. And just because the majority of Americans don't agree with you doesn't mean that you're right. It doesn't mean that you get to win just because it hurts your heart more than somebody else's. This is what I mean. We have a generation and a half of feel-goodies, you know? How does it feel? How does it make me feel? Nobody cares how it makes you feel. It's how it's going to work out to help the whole, the majority. That famous line from Star Trek, right? All you geektoids. When Spock was dying, right? Something about, I'm gonna blow this. And then I'm going to have all the Trekkies writing me nasties. Right? You've got to do what's good for the many, for the majority. And not just for the few or the one. You can't forget the few or the one. That's not what I'm saying. But you don't tweak everything for the few or the one. And sometimes the few or the one just need to figure it out, figure out how to work around it, and live their life. Anyway, the mayor of Fort Lauderdale, his view is controversial within his party, where others see a more polite response to Trump administration officials as the best approach. Now, Sylvia Sharp of West Palm Beach, a Democrat candidate for Palm Beach County, said that she doesn't think the widely publicized confrontation of Trump's Homeland Security Secretary, Nielsen, at the restaurant was the right thing to do. Leave her alone. No, don't. I want you Dems that are losing it. I want you to do this stuff. I want it to be televised. I want America to see it because you think that America's on your side. You think that most people think like you do. And you're going to be in for a rude awakening in November of 18 and 2020 if you keep it up. And I, for one, hope you keep it up. I think all you Republican conservatives out there, you should keep telling your Democrat friends, hey, keep up the good work. That's right. You're bringing the message to your people. You keep bringing that message. Do not dissuade them. Seriously. The family separation issue has been highly unpopular and prompted the heckling of Nielsen at a Mexican restaurant. I'm surprised they didn't heckle her for cultural appropriation. I don't know. Trump's press secretary, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, was asked to leave a different restaurant. Critics on the right pounced, accused the left of a lack of civility. Activists on the left responded that Trump is a champion of incivility. Right. So we repay, for my Christian friends, the Bible tells you to repay evil with evil? No, actually it tells you not to. So from a Christian standpoint, if this is what you're doing, you're off. So don't go throwing the Bible in my face when you talk about Jesus and separating the kids and how we should treat immigrants and they were refugees, but yet you won't use the Bible for anything else. That's hypocritical. Critics on the right pounced on accusing the left of a lack of civility. Activists on the left responded to Trump's is the champion of incivility. Well, he's definitely champion of being in your face. The U.S. Rep. Maxine Waters, who needs more medication, urged people to confront Trump's cabinet members whenever they see them. You get out, you create a crowd, you push back on them, you tell them that they're not welcome anymore anywhere, Waters said. Isn't that funny how she's willing to get in the face of American citizens and tell them they're not welcome in America speaking their mind according to the First Amendment? But she's more than welcome to embrace, suck up to, kiss, and give taxpayer money to people who come here illegally, people who break the law to get here, people who are living here illegally. For her, that's right, which shows you the Dem mentality. And they'll say, yeah, but what about the kids? We're not talking about the kids. I'm talking about the simple part of this. Let's break it down. Break it down to what's the law say? We should have soldiers three rows deep, every 5 feet apart at the border, and you don't get to come in except at entry points. You do it by the law or you get no chance. We have entry points. We have ways they can do it. This is why Trump says it. He's telling the truth. They don't want laws. They don't want borders. They want lawlessness. What do you call it when you're willing to accept somebody breaking the law on a regular basis? When they have alternatives. It's not like they have none. They have alternatives. Trump used my favorite line. I love my favorite line long before Trump became president with low IQ. Trump responded by calling her an extraordinarily low IQ person and warned her to be careful for what you wish for. Then she canceled events after reporting serious death threats against her. Now listen, she's calling for basically in-your-face violence. Look, she didn't say the words you need to hit somebody, but when you talk about getting out, stopping them, confronting them, how are you going to do that without getting physical with them at some point in time? Trump critics like Susan Smith, chairwoman of the state Democratic Party, I'm sure she's not on his side, right? She agrees with Waters. We need to be in their faces. We need to be, you know, we're in extremely dangerous times, she said. I think we have to use every weapon at our disposal, really. Funny choice of words. Of those calling for civility, Smith said, I'm tired of hearing from them. They've been giving us advice for a long time, and things have not turned out so well. Let's try something a little different. Children are being held in cages. Boy, were you this outraged when Obama did it? I'm going to stay on that mantra because not a peep from you guys, which tells me you were in full acceptance of it. It was fine. And I guess Martin Luther King was an idiot. Martin Luther King Jr., excuse me. Because he talked about peaceful protests. He refused to be violent. But hey, what does he know? The mayor of Ocean Ridge, Jim Bonfiglio, a candidate for the Florida House of Representatives, also wants direct confrontation. So another one, promoting violence. Aren't they wonderful? I guess I just don't understand the whole love Trump's hate thing. Maybe I have it backwards. Maybe I don't. I don't know. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. We'll be back in a bit.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
Come on, it's a happy song. I'm Joe Messina, your host. I will not sing a song. I don't care how down and out you are. I will not be singing a song. I guarantee it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, we are in election swing season or whatever, and everybody's focused on the Senate and the Congress and all that stuff. And that's great. You should be focused on that stuff. Don't get me wrong. But I got to tell you something. You have a lot of local elections, school board, water board, city council, dog catcher, whatever it is at your town, how they vote, your city, whatever. And, you know, again, you've heard me say this a million times. My own party gets mad at me for saying it, but it's the truth. You don't just vote party. Vote for people that will do the job, will honestly do the job. People who love the Constitution, people, in my case, people who love God. Because the way I look at it is if you don't have a higher being, if you would, than yourself, if there's no God, then you make the rules. That's what you believe to be moral. What's what you believe to be true, what you believe to be right. And that's scary. Okay, I have someone much more powerful and bigger to answer to than myself. And you know what? I loved it when the libs went nuts on the whole Jesus thing. Jesus said, you know, don't hurt the little kids. Well, no kidding. Right? I don't want to get in front of God someday being a school board member and have him say, I gave you one heck of a position to take care of my kids and you did what? I don't want to be there. And I know that scares a whole bunch of non-believers. Oh, my God, we have a guy like that that wants to be on school board or is on a school board or in the education system? Like what? If I use your line of logic, I never want to be standing in front of Jesus going, look what I did to your little kids. No, thank you. But just because you believe it, like I said before, just because you believe it to be true and good for kids doesn't mean it is. See, there's a big difference between the left and the right. On the left side, they want to tell you parents what's right for your kids. They want to tell you parents how your kids and what your kids should learn and when they should learn and what they should eat. Remember Michelle Obama? Your kids are going to eat tofu and lettuce? Yeah, that went over well, didn't it? Schools wasted millions and millions of federal dollars. There were pictures of kids dumping food at the end of the food line because the only way they could get the snacks they wanted is they had to buy the other stuff. Tofu. You ever have tofu? Not very good. Anyway, you know, so they'll tell you how to live. The right? We don't do that. We may not accept. We may not want to be part of. We may not agree with what you're doing. But ultimately, just like in California, the law of the land is same-sex marriage. Whether you agree with it or not, it's the law. I don't go protesting every same-sex marriage wedding. I haven't told my friends and people on the right to go confront people with wedding rings on that are same-sex. But in the same token, you don't have a right to force it down my throat and tell me it's right, it's okay, it's God-ordained. You don't have a right to do that any more than you want me to do it to you. And some of the sex education, and it is not reproductive health. It is sex education, position. Yes, I'm making you uncomfortable on purpose. Positions and everything. I'd put the pages up, but I'd be embarrassed. It's coming down to fifth and sixth graders. Because the loons in Sacramento, they are run by the Democrats, say that that's age appropriate. Illustrations about people having sex is appropriate for fifth and sixth graders. I'm sorry. Really? I would love to have a mother, or a dad for that matter, come on and tell me that it is okay and perfectly normal. I don't think they have the guts, but perfectly normal, and it's age appropriate for fifth and sixth graders to actually see illustrations of mommy and daddy having sex, of mommy and mommy having sex, of daddy and daddy having sex, and an explanation. I could read it on the air. You guys would pass out. Of how the arousal process happens. That's a story I'll tell my kids. You as a public entity, as a school, as a government, you have no right to tell my children, or anybody else's children for that matter, what good moral values are, what lifestyles are right or wrong. I have that right, not you. I brought that child into the world, not you. And then when you ruin that child, you cause problems, you'll put it back on me. We see it all the time. We do stories about him every day. If I try to raise my child in a godly fashion and you teach it something different in school and it goes sideways, it's my fault for trying to give them godly rules. Think about something. Crime rates are on the rise. More kids are killed in school. Gun violence is up with teens in school. Abortions were up. And what did we take out? Moral values. Now, some of you get mad at me. I actually had somebody in my area say to me, you're blaming it on the parents. I mean, you darn right I am. Because we've gotten so busy being soccer parents and who's got the best sneakers and the best phone and who's doing the best in sports. We've gotten so busy doing that, we haven't got back to the basics. What is your child learning in school? What is he learning at home? Think about it. We have taught our young people that abortion's okay because it's a blob of cells. If you kill it, so if a 15-year-old goes into a school and shoots somebody, where's the value of life? There is no value to anything anymore. The value is to how many friends you have on Facebook. What a joke that is. We got what? We got like 40,000 followers, which is not a lot in my business, but we got like 40,000 followers or whatever on the Facebook page. I probably know this many of you, okay? I mean, and when I say no, I mean that for real. I've actually shook your hand or something. And that's where we're at. That's where we're at in our mind. How many Twitter followers we have. How many tweets get retweeted. These are all things of value. Not how many people did you hurt today. Right? I remember years ago, the psychiatrist talking about this. Talking about what was going to happen with this whole Facebook / social media phenomenon where you can't see the person that you're talking to, that you're hurting, that you're talking about. Cyberbullying. We had to give it another name, right? Not just bullying. It's cyberbullying. Take it a whole different degree. Now I can rip you apart without even seeing your face. So I'm never going to feel bad about what I'm saying to you. Because all I have to do is hit the reset button. Some of you know what I mean by that. Right? This is what we've come to. So we're bringing up our kids with no real values. The value is that you have an iPhone at any cost. You have decent shoes at any cost. Right? If you got a bunch of friends on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and whatever. All that's very, very, very important. Knowing the history of the country so you don't go back there is not important. None of that means anything. You know, I always bring it back around. I keep telling you. Think about what those who were for slavery kept saying during the Jim Crow days. It was illegal to educate a black person. Why? Not because you didn't want to hear a black person read. Because if you educated them, they could get out of the situation they were in. We knew it. The people in power knew it. If you educated the black community, they would know, and they'd be smart enough to figure out why they were in the situation they were in, and they'd be able to get out of it. And I believe, to a degree, that goes on today. Why is it that in most of the major cities in this country, where the school districts and education is run by Democrats, hardcore lefties, that the black community gets beat up on the worst in those communities? And it doesn't matter how much, don't give me the money thing, because that's a joke. I can prove to you that in many major cities, they outspend some of the communities, like my community, they outspend us like 10 to 1, and we do a fantastic job educating kids. So it's not the money. And it's not even just the teachers. It is a community event. It's the staff. It's the parents. It's the teachers. It's not the money. And you get into the black community in the inner cities, these kids are graduating. You politicians love those kids so much that you allow them to graduate without being able to read, write, to do math, because you don't want to lose your federal funds. You don't want to lose your state funds. The money is more important. The prestige is more important than that child. So much for caring about the kids. It infuriates me. I see this on a daily basis. It infuriates me to no end. To finish up with the Florida piece. The mayor of Oak Ridge and the candidate for Florida House of Representatives says he's fine with in-your-face confrontation. He says you need to face deportations with anger because there aren't enough words to describe the moral depravity of separating parents from children. No problem. Send them both back, buddy. It's really that simple. You don't want to separate them? They come here illegally. They start their life off illegally, and they can't prove that they're in trouble. Send them back. It's just that simple. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Sign on GCN Live. Thank you so, so very much for being with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. We're going to do all kinds of crazy stories in the next hour about people who have no clue as to what Independence Day is about. We'll be back.